Everyone has a double, or so the saying goes. Someone they resemble, know what I mean. The Germans have a word for it, they call it a doppelganger. Like Donald Trump or our very own dear Queen. But lately it seems I've acquired some other famous doubles. And frankly all it's brought me is trouble, trouble, trouble. You never believe how many people stopped me in the street and said, I know who you are, you're Channing Tatum. Well, I've just finished filming in LA, where I had to break into a chalet, and that was filming the remake of The Bourne Ultimatum. Oh, we've paid the price of fame, but we don't look a bit the same. And to look like it, it takes a lot of planning. Compared with him, my earnings are zero, but we've worked with Robert De Niro. Is it any wonder people think I'm Channing? I can almost guarantee that when I open my mouth to sing, the audience shout hooray and splatter my with bread. Of course we share a similar bill, so naturally I'm thrilled, but the comparison still makes me go a bit red. Although we're both athletic, and rather more balletic, and nobody loves a guy when he's cowling. So now my act is all the rage, I get a girl up on the stage, and pin her to the piano with my javelin. If me and my friends go out as a threesome, we're simply mobbed by fans who said, we can't believe you got back together. Well, it was flattering at first until we realised the worst, and Entre knew we're right at the end of our tether. They're all convinced, you see, that we used to be on TV, and we're 3 out of 4 gorgeous hunky studs. All the crowds will get into a fever if we don't give them I'm a Believer, and all because they're certain we're the monkeys. All because they're certain, absolutely certain, positively certain we're the monkeys. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. Well, I back Xenobie Davies.